Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League podcast, season number 9, episode number 13. I am Andrew, and I'm joined by three douchebags, Mr. Amazing, the Shit Tit, and Tyson Rodriguez. Let's get the results of week 14 for KSL. Tybo upsetting the Snyder, Mike upsetting the Nanigay, Pate over Olberg, and Aaron barely squeezing by Kevin's wrath or whatever.
Destroyed him.
No, you yeah, right. So
squeezing by his butt cheeks.
Yes, he did. So let's not even talk about it. Let's just get in week 15, because week 15 something big happened. Aaron upsetting Mike.
No, I actually, that's not an upset, because
that's an upset.
I am the fourth seed. He is the seventh.
Bullshit.
Seed.
It's an upset.
I remember
how you look upset. At it.
Oh, really? It's 9-4. 9-4 versus 6-7, and that's an upset.
Yeah, how was it technically week 15? It should be week 16.
That was week 15.
Remember, we don't.
No, last week.
Yeah.
Was 15.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about, we went over week 14, and now we're on to 15.
Returning champion.
So then we had Tybo upsetting the Mr. Davis Pate. So we need to talk about week 16 now. It's Aaron, the No Bulge Amazing Hughes, versus Ty, the Tybo Tyson Rodriguez. For the championship. Ty, what do you got to say on this?
I'm going to mop up the floor. It's going to be great.
That's all that you have
to say? That's all you got. That's seriously all you have?
That's all I need to say. That's all I need to say. All
right. So if for some reason Aaron goes balls deep on you, are you going to be known as the Buffalo Bills of the QI Sports League?
Ooh.
It will be 2 in a row, won't it?
Yeah. You blow it right at the end.
Blow it at the end.
You blow it at the end. You don't Tebow, you just blow it at the end. You're like, well, it's all leaking out now, hopefully. So
here's what I got to say, Aaron, to you, Ty, all right?
What do you got to say? Let's hear some smack talk.
I am going to cut you so deep, all right? I'm going to make a hole inside of you that's another hole, all right? I know you have a poo hole, but I'm going to make another hole, all right? It's going to be your taint hole. And I'm going to go so balls deep in you that my balls are going to actually be inside your asshole, all right? That's how balls deep they're going to be, all right?
Oh, you're going to go Kevin on me.
I'm going to fucking annihilate you, all right? There is nothing that to be said except for the fact that I'm going to beat your ass. And what's even better about this is that I will be here for that. I will be here. Saturday night, we're pretty much going to know who won. Because Sunday, he does have the Bears defense, don't get me wrong. And so they can get him anywhere from 10 to 50 points. We'll see.
To 90.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Everything is on Saturday.
So everything's on Saturday. I have a few people going Sunday and Monday. But basically Saturday night, we're going to know who won. And that winner is going to be me.
I'm going to be pretty much done by 3 o'clock Sunday or Saturday. So yeah. It's on.
All right.
Except my kicker, which is going to make all the difference Monday night.
They could.
50
points.
He's like, just as long as he doesn't kick 50 yard or plus kicks, I'm going to win. What happens? He kicks 6.
I'm just letting you know, Ty.
But he misses 2 extra points.
I'm just letting you know right now. I made it my sole purpose to stop Mike. I didn't want him to be a repeat champion. All right? He's a repeat champion. We've never had a back-to-back champion. And it was my sole purpose to stop him from doing that, and I did. I stopped him from being back to back. I stopped Kevin. All right, I stopped Kevin from making it any further. And it is my duty, it is my honor,
duty,
it is my privilege to stop you from ever touching that trophy,
the cup. So, Ty, what do you got to say about that?
I got Jason Pierre-Paul on my team, and I know that he stopped Mike a couple of years ago, and he was pretty pissed off. I think he's going to stop you this year.
Couple weeks.
That's going to be the difference. couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
He's still pissed about it.
Yeah. Well, we will see about that, Ty. All I got to say is that you are going to be my bitch, and I will be your daddy.
All right. So, Brian, you want to speak on about this matchup?
I think my game was the game of the week.
I think we're beyond game of the weeks with since it's playoff time.
Well, actually, technically, Brian, you get first pick. You get to decide where you're going to pick. Where are you picking next year?
10.
Where'd you pick this year?
10.
What did you learn?
Nothing.
Anyway,
I don't like to pick first.
You don't like to pick first. All right. All right. So I got to ask you, Aaron, is the KSL curse back on?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Ty?
Ty, is the curse back on?
What is the curse? Fill me in.
The shittiest team makes it to the finals.
I guess so.
And the team who did the best in the regular season failed first round of the playoffs.
That's the curse.
I'm good at that. That's what I'm good at. If I make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Right. I got to win a game.
Playoffs? So, Brian, what is the biggest surprise this year in the playoffs?
I didn't make it.
No shit, dude. I was going to say the same thing, that you and I didn't make it. And Ty did.
The biggest surprise is how Ty got in.
Yeah, he had to have, what, three people lose? Yeah,
I went back and I did some stat checking, and it looks like I had the lowest points against me all season. And yet I'm number I'm up for the championship game. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, so yeah. Here's the thing you got to realize now. He needed three people to lose for him to make the playoffs, and he needed two.
And they all lost.
He needed two more people to lose now to make it to the finals. He needed five people to lose to make it where he is today, and they all lost.
Yeah, I sent Uber a text saying, you know, it took a lot of people to do some.
Yeah. Give me shit because I had to lose to you. Go on. You were saying?
Oh, I just think it's awesome. Good. You know, some can call it shenanigans all they want to.
So
they can suck it. They're not in the last game.
So Brian, who is going to be the KSL, the 2011 KSL champ this year? Will it be the first timer or the second timer?
I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say the first timer.
Oh
wow, that's a bold move, Cotton. Ooh. So, Aaron, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that I actually really hope that Brian voted against me. Brian, did you vote for Ty yet?
I didn't vote for anybody.
Do me a favor, vote for Ty, because last week everyone voted against me. They voted that Mike was going to beat me, and I love it when people vote against me. Every time they vote against me, I win. That's just what happens, you know.
That's just the shit.
Look, it's just people underestimate me, which is what I want them to do.
So, Aaron, are you going to be second time champ or what?
Yeah, I'm going to be a repeat champion. All
right, so, Ty, what do you think about this? Who is going to be the 2011 KSL champ? Is it going to be the first timer or the second timer?
Let me ask you this, Aaron. Do you think I was underestimated, my team?
No, I don't think you were underestimated. I think that you just had a very easy schedule. You faced Andy to get into the playoffs, dude. His team sucks. And then after that, you face a very weakened Snyder team. He scored the lowest points that week.
About last week. How is that like easy schedule?
And then last week, you take on Dave Pate's team, who has a crappy team. Dave, I hope you're listening to this. Your team sucked, all right? You had the lowest points against this year. I have no idea how you made it to be the third seed because your team sucks. It sucks. I, on the other hand, Ty, do you know who the number one seed was this year? I think you do because you beat him. He was in my division, okay? He was in my division. Do you know that we had three people make it to the playoffs from my division? Three people. How many made it from yours? Two, because they suck. All right, I'm done.
Out. Pipe bomb.
Pipe bomb.
All right, Ty. Look, I'm going to let you speak on this.
Odele.
Viva la raza. All right. So Ty, Aaron, you know, good luck to both of you. Don't care who wins because I'm not in it.
Ball deep.
I just care about where Ty Palmer's going to pick so I can pick where I'm going to be picking. Anyway, so let's move on to. What?
Are you last to pick from that consolidation?
I'm third.
Where are you going to go? Where do you want to go?
I think I'm going to go more about like fourth or fifth pick. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Brian was thinking 10th.
I wouldn't do 10th. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just something I wouldn't do. But let's see if it works for Brian. Anyway, so let's move on to Elite League. We had, and this is, of course, week 14. We had Pate upsetting Mike. We had Oberg upsetting Andrew. Joe upsetting Brian. And Aaron upsetting Palmer. Wow. So because of that, week 15, Pate upsetted Aaron. And Joe got upsetted.
That's not an upset. Oberg was the number two seed.
Okay, so Oberg beat Joe.
Yeah. There you go.
So basically for the in the Elite League, our bowl is Pate versus Oberg. I don't care who wins, but good luck to both of them. I think Oberg's going to be getting pounded in the ass during this time. And
I want Oberg to win.
And so is Dave.
He needs it. Like, he really needs it.
Here's why I would actually like – this is the reason why I like both guys to win. I think Dave should win because he's been playing for a long time, and he's stunk it up a bunch of years. And
actually, no, he hasn't. He's
stunk it up this year.
He's actually done win loss-wise, he's done really good.
Right. All right. Well, okay. But I'd also like to – I like Oberg to win because, of course, he can't spend Christmas with his family. So good luck to him. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. So anyways, let's move on to Survival and Pick'ems. Survival, Doug still won, and I'm co-champion. I don't care what he says. We're co-champions. And let's go on to Pick'ems. Aaron is number one with who?
No, I'm number one.
Oh, why are you number one, Brian?
Alphabetical order. I don't know.
Aaron's still first. No matter how you do it, even if you go by middle name. If you go by age, you're first.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you go last one of us to get a blowjob, you're probably first, too.
No, he's probably last still.
Okay, my bad. Anyway, so Ty, what happened here? Why haven't you been picking?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Brian, so how are you doing so well with 151 correct picks?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
It's new territory for me.
Oh, to be on top?
Well, he figured he was going to do bad in the normal leagues. He was just going to concentrate on the pick-ups instead.
So what you're saying is that you're a weak bottom.
I guess. I usually don't ever come close to winning the pick'em.
Well, hey, this year you're really close. This year. So Ty, are you going to pick the next 2 weeks and try and make a comeback?
I'll make a prediction for next season.
What, you're actually going to pick
I'll
every
do
week?
The same thing.
What?
He's going to pick 2 weeks and then quit.
Yeah. I'll make it about 2 weeks.
I picked 2 weeks, and this is too tiring. Flash doesn't work on my phone.
Last year.
Huh?
I'll have to look that up. How far did I actually make it last season before I quit?
1 week.
It's been. So anyway, so let's talk some NFL news. Brian, who's starting the starting quarterback on Sunday for the team in yellow and green?
Aaron Rodgers.
That's correct. But who is the other starting quarterback for the other team?
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
McCown.
McCown.
Josh McCown.
Ty, when was the last time you heard Josh McCown?
It's been a while.
Aaron, when was the last time you heard it?
It's been about 1 week since he looked at me.
Turned around and said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
5 days since you left at me. Still got both wrong birds on my knees.
I mean, right now, isn't anything better than Haney?
Anything's better than Haney, I guess. You know, we'll take what we can get.
Or even just for the change of pace, you know, just to, you know, give that sense of hope back to the offense with a different name behind center.
Yeah, it's true. And, and Roberto Garza always likes a new hand, you know, on his taint.
You know what? I would love that.
Well, why not? Why not bring in Enderly? What's your thought on that?
You would love that? You'd love to have McCown's hand on your taint.
Dude, he's got smooth hands. He uses aloe vera.
Dave Nanigay is laughing. He's like, yeah, I thought all chicks wanted it in the butt. You were wrong, unfortunately.
You know what, though, I got to say about Josh McCown, it really has been 1 week, 1 week since he looked at me. He cocked his head to the side and said I was angry. It was 5 days since he laughed at me saying, get that together, come back and see me. All right. And then 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but I couldn't tell him about that. And yesterday he was going to forgive me, but I'm going to wait a couple days till I say I'm sorry.
Wow.
Chicken China, Chinese chicken.
Wow. Anyway, so Brian, is there any other big Bears news that we need to talk about that happened over the last few weeks?
Sam Hurd is on waiver wire.
I heard that, he's on. Yeah, he's on the waiver wire.
How is he not in prison?
He's there too.
He got out on bail.
So if you want to sell anything, just contact Sam Hurd. He's now an informant for the United States government. If you need to move 1,000 pounds of what was it, Brian? 1,000 pounds of pot,
1,000 pounds of weed, kilos. And 5 to 10 kilos of coke every week.
You know how much a kilo, what that looks like?
No,
it's huge, dude. It's like sometimes it's bigger than, it's usually like a brick per kilo.
Wow.
Yeah. So think of it, and we're talking fat bricks. So if you look at it from that standpoint, that's what people are doing, and they're splitting it up. So that's a lot of money. Jeez, what a moron. Oh, well, you know, hey, crap happens. And, of course, as everyone knows, Marion Barber knows how to fumble and knows how to stay in bounds.
I think he was just planning the world's biggest Super Bowl party.
You know, that could be true, too. You never know. That's a good one. Ty, I'll give you credit. That was a good one. So anyway, so, Brian, is there anything else you want to talk about this week?
I think management from the Bears needs to go get fired.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we were talking about that today on the ride home. My dad and I were. We want Angelo gone. And we want Ted Phillips gone, too.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Bring someone who cares. You know, say, right. Hey, we don't care. Gone.
Martz is gone.
I don't like Martz either. I think if you want to keep Lovie, that's fine. But Martz.
Now, Lovie's safe in my mind. Lovie's safe. But do you think he's going to put his neck out for Martz again?
No. I mean, even though Martz signed a contract, I think he's going to push him to go, hey, why don't you take that college job? Why don't you leave? Yes. Otherwise, we're going to fire you. And that's what's going to end up happening. But the thing is, now you don't know what's going to happen with the Bears organization. They're at the same point they were a couple years ago when they couldn't find an offensive coordinator. So are they going to have to get it? You know, because no one's going to want to come here if they know that, hey, I'm going to be here for 1 year. They're going to want a Lovie to get like some type of an extension as well. And then they
know. What'll happen maybe is if Martz goes, I bet they hire within for that.
Do you think Tice would take it?
Yep.
No. I mean, you need experience. You need a lot of experience.
He did it in Minnesota.
But see, they're that team that you had Moss.
Right. So they had Chris Carter, Randy Moss. They had receivers.
Yeah.
The Bears don't have that, but
no, that's true. So I mean, he might be one that I guess.
You also have to think you need to bring in an offensive coordinator that's worked with a primarily defensive team, you know, and that understands how that works, understands that the Bears are a slow pace, bring the other team down to a halt and kind of play conservative offense. They don't have the weapons to be a non-conservative offense. They don't have the receiver.
Color.
What he said.
But, yeah, you need to bring in an offensive coordinator who has experience – working with a team that's primarily built around a defensive team, as Bears are.
Actually,
because that's not the way they are. That's the way they're going to be for the next 5 to 6 years until the aging defense is no longer there.
That's a great point, Ty. Great point. Definitely. So, and yeah, it's just sad.
And I know I'm in the minority here. I'm the only one that likes Martz. You know, I actually think that he is a good offensive coordinator.
I'm sorry, but when you run 5 yards and the defensive back does this, now the play changes to this, but you also have to worry about this in the play. So you have, as a wide receiver, you have 3 progressions you have to go through.
Turn yours off.
Turn yours off.
Yeah, you turn yours off.
When you have to go through 3 different progressions just to get the play done, that's kind of ridiculous.
Now, I want to ask Brian a question here, just to change, you know, tracks a little. Do you think it was a good idea to trade your 5th pick for Stafford?
No, not so much now.
Thank you, Brian.
I'll be right back.
So, Tybo, do you think that you're going to do any trades for draft picks next year?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Why?
Why is that?
No, it's funny because you were trying to trade me some trade up for some draft picks earlier in the season, and I thought I was done. And I was wondering, has anybody made it to the final round with six losses at that time? And everybody was like, no.
No, I told you how many people had done it. Like, there were a ton of people who have done it. Mike, in fact, he was eighth seed the last year that we were in Yahoo before we went to My Fantasy, and Mike made it, and he won it. He won out.
Yeah, but how did he do in the regular season to make eighth seed? That was my point.
He went 6-7.
The first thing, this is new to me.
He's 6-7.
Yeah, he went 6-7.
Wow.
Still.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, 6-7. So apparently, Brian's vagina had to leave for a minute.
That's why I told you, dude. You were not out. I told you that from the start, and you were saying this, dude. When you like with 6 weeks left to go, you're like, "I'm out. I'm out. There's no way I can make it."
It certainly seemed that way.
You just have to win all these games, and then you'll make it. Guess what happens?
It wasn't just that. There had to be a lot of losses by other people too.
Yeah, that's what happened. So you probably had like an 8% chance of making it, just like the Bears.
You know what's funny is actually I'm taking a look here. The number one and number the two people who made it to the finals in 2007 were 6-7.
Wow.
So I mean, it's one of those things, dude. It happens, you know. It happens.
Yep. Shit happens. So anyway, so Brian, you got anything else you wanted to add to this?
Yeah, I'm gay.
All right. So Ty, is there anything else you want to add to the show?
No, I don't. Too.
Nothing. Zero.
Oh, there's Brian. That was Brian. Yeah.
Brian's Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. He says Call of Duty, bitches. All right. So Ty, thank you. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, Haney's going to go balls deep on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, that's cool. Even though he's not playing.
You want to say Josh McCown.
He's benched, huh?
Yeah, Josh McCown. Say it again.
Well, good. Good.
Okay, say Josh McCown is going to go what now? He's talking about balls deep. All right, Aaron, anything else you want to add?
If I don't beat Ty, I may kill myself.
That would be really interesting. Okay, so last thing I want to add is we will have the season finale of KSL. I take that back. We'll do that in a couple episodes. But next week, we'll announce the winners, the losers, and both you fuckers are going to be on, and along with Brian, and we'll try and get Dave and Mike on as well. So for Brian Chateet, Ty Borman, and Mr. AP the Amazing, I'm Andrew, and we'll see you guys on the gridiron.
How can Aaron? You forgot to thank Section 86 and HostGator. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
When are you getting on Call of Duty, Aaron?
Well, I'm here right now. I'm going to leave in a little bit because Andy's being a little bitch, and he's like, "Oh, dude, I don't want to play Zelda with you guys. That's just not fun.
I have to go feed a kid, so I'm outie."
All right.
Oh, I just found out my kid might have pink eye, and I got to have her tomorrow. Great. So